The Fat Badger Grill on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Hello, Clarky.
Hello, Beth again.
And we've got a guest with us today. We've also been joined by Rachel. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, you're right.
I'm very good, thank you. It's always nice to take a trip here. People say that coming to the pub is not proper work, but it is, really. But you've got an exciting new thing to tell us all about today. So tell us what the new opportunity is for people who are maybe coming for a bit of a visit to Harrogate, maybe they wanted to spend the weekend here. Tell us what you've got in store.
All right, so we've got Montpellier House, which is our new luxury apartments. They're just next door, so just over the road from Fat Badger's Beer Garden. There's 7 apartments. Some have 4 rooms, some have 3 rooms, some have 2 rooms. Ideal really for families, you know, if they've got a few kids with them, it's good for groups, you know, if someone's on a hen do or a stag do.
And they're really nice. Sorry to interrupt, Rachel, but they really, really are posh.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
We've still got the, obviously, 60-odd hotel rooms above us in the building, the Fat Badger, the White Hart Hotel itself. But these have been just taking things to a new level for the people that want that bit extra. Mm-hmm. They really are smart.
And of course, because they're proper apartments, they have kitchens, they have washing machines.
Yeah, washing machines, dishwashers. The kitchens are gorgeous, absolutely stunning. They've got like islands in the middle, living rooms with big TVs, Xboxes, sofas.
And they are big TVs.
They are big TVs.
Their boxes were filling the office earlier on today. Are they all 3D as well?
I'm not sure.
Not that we're here to talk about televisions, but I'm sure one said, I think it did.
Really good for families, actually, because it's not as easy if you're in a hotel room and they've got lots of kids to entertain and things like that. But actually,
right.
In an apartment, shove the 3D TV on and then you can leave a babysitter.
Play on the
there.
Xbox and just get on with it, yeah. And obviously, you know, if they want to bring their own food, they can cook in there. That's no problem. But obviously, we've got the beautiful Fat Badger Grill.
Why
which,
would they want to
know,
cook their own food, Rachel, when we're sitting in front
really
of a brand new menu?
Yeah. Oh, bringing us on to the brand new menu. Yeah, Clarky, tell us about the brand new menu.
Oh, funny you mention that, Beth. Yeah, we've just, we obviously, 3 or 4 times a year just to keep things fresh. All the old classics are on there. We still do the fish and chips and the burgers that, you know, a lot of people like. But the restaurant side of things, you know, we found a nice little happy blend here with, you know, the place can work as a pub, it can also work as a restaurant. So you can sit down and order a posh bottle of wine and have your posh fish dishes. So we just, a bit more attention to that, a bit more choice of that, you know, rather than just the one steak. Now you can have a Chateaubriand if you like.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
You could come in just for, your pint and your burger, or you could come in and have a full-on 3-course, sit-down, lovely, romantic evening.
And you can take in the atmosphere of the Badger, bustling as it usually is,
mm-hmm.
And then there's the grill next door, which is like a contemporary restaurant, so not much different. The wine glasses are a bit posher, but it's about the same, really, Rachel, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, of course, one of the things as well with the Fat Badger, which, despite being, you know, in autumn now, you still get people sat outside. Clarky, did you have loads of people on the Saturday night?
Yeah, unbelievable. It's partly to do with the weather just keeps staying longer, but the investment we made in the outside area, for those people that have seen it, the furniture, the umbrellas, the heaters.
Heaters being very key.
There's a certain thing people love. If they can sit outside and it's comfortable and dry, they will. Doesn't matter what time of year, time of day, even if it's midnight. It's just a nice thing, isn't it, to sit outside and have your food or your drink.
Definitely. So if people want to either come and try the new menu, sit outside, or indeed come and book one of the apartments, what's the best way to get in touch? Where can they go?
Oh, direct through ourselves. It's always cheaper if you book direct with the hotel. WhiteHartHotelHarrogate.com.
Now, the next thing we want to talk about as well, random acts of kindness. There's been loads of different random acts of kindness, and it's with you, it's with the Fat Badger, and we did one as well with Bea Barbeau. Did you see this one, Clarky?
I did. It was a lovely lady. She knew nothing about it. Had a Carlene, I believe she was called. Yeah, and it was her little face, genuinely, genuinely delighted and surprised her for, in her mind, no reason, someone would just want to pay for a haircut. Made her day.
And we've done another one as well. On Monday night, we went trick-or-treating in Skipton and surprised 2 children in Skipton. So should we hear a little bit about that?
Oh, love to.
Hello and welcome to Lindsay's front room on the Burnside Estate.
Happy Halloween!
OK, Okay, so we don't randomly normally just go around people's front rooms on a night.
No, no, we don't. A random act of kindness with the Fat Badger. We were asking for people's stories. We wanted to go trick-or-treating on someone else's behalf, which is why we're in the front room of Lindsay.
This is Lindsay. So, you, Lindsay, you got in touch with us. In fact, when did you get in touch with Stray FM?
Last week, when you announced the competition for little Dotter to get a treat for trick-or-treating.
Okay, so tell everybody on Facebook then the story. Tell everybody what you sent in to us then, Lindsay.
Well, Dottie is under the spectrum, autism spectrum, and she struggles with going out and being able to trick-or-treat and understand to say trick-or-treat, happy Halloween.
Trick-or-treat.
And also,
oh, we've got somebody,
and then somebody at the door. and she just don't quite get the understanding of take a few sweets and come back out of the house. She likes to make herself at home when she gets there.
So tonight, Beth, Chris, and myself, we're going to go around the Burnside estate and we're going to trick or treat on behalf of Dottie. Have we got any tricks up our sleeves?
We can make them listen to Hour of My Broadcast next tomorrow. That's punishment enough. I'm thinking, though, based on the reaction driving in, everyone's going to be very friendly and there's lots of sweets to bring back for Dottie here. So, should we get cracking?
We also need to say a big thank you as well to Footlights and how they dressed us.
Yes, and don't forget, this is all with the Fat Badger Grill. It's our latest random act of kindness. Now, have we got some friends that want to join us on this trick-or-treat tour around the Burnside?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to go. By the way, if you are on the Burnside estate, can you just be very generous to us when we come knocking on your door in a short while, please? Thank you very much.
Right, let's go, gang.
You can watch the full video of our random act of kindness, especially for Halloween, in Skipton at strayfm.com, where you can also nominate somebody for their very own random act of kindness.
The Fat Badger Grill on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.